wonder if they just shut it all down for maintenance rather than anything being wrong with it. Sorry about that, buddy. Doesn't like getting brights in the face. Well, that looked like a Rolls Royce. Appearing near Alpine, New Jersey, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it even looks funny in Debbie's neighborhood, you know. It's not a poor neighborhood. I wouldn't say it's the most expensive, you know, where she lives, but I guess when I see her come driving up in an X6 BMW every day, she probably thinks that they probably think there's a lot of money in that household.
Yeah, that's a nice car. I saw a, I believe it was a Maserati. I looked in my side view mirror as it passed, but it looked like a Maserati. It had the, what is it? I don't know if it's a crown or a trident on the front grill.
I could not tell you either way, Charlie.
Yeah, I remember once driving home on the Merritt Parkway, and I saw a car, and I said, oh, geez, that looks like a Rolls Royce. And so I'm trying to catch up to him, and I look at the initials. It had three initials on the license plate. It said, I think, RLK, I think. And I drive up alongside the guy, and I look at him, and it was Robert Culp.
Okay, if you say so, I have no clue who he is.
Yeah, you probably just don't know his name. A man from Uncle.
Oh, okay.
I used to love that show. Actually, right after I saw the Rolls Royce, maybe, I don't know, a couple of weeks later, my wife and I were shopping in, where the hell was it? The Trumbull Mall in Trumbull, Connecticut. And we went to a place to eat, and my wife nudges me. She says, look, look. And I look up, and there's Robert Culp again. He, you know, he lives locally somewhere. Walking in, he was coming in, I guess, to get something to eat.
Yeah, very good. Not to change the subject. I was going to ask you this the other day. When you're home, try changing the PL on one of your radios to 100 and see if you can get into that CDI repeater from your house.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it on the beam, because the beam I can point.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of repeater network when I looked up on the internet, but I went and found the one, the 955 that we're on now, and I saw the PL, and I told you that morning when we had that opening that I was able to hit it with the amp on.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I might have a decent shot to it. I don't know if I've done that before. First, I got to find out what town it's in so I know where to point my beam.
Hey, B2TIA.
Go ahead, Steve.
I sent you a text message. Did you get it?
Yeah, I did. I haven't had a chance to. My phone's on my hip, so I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
It's okay. It's a photo of the text screen. She sent you a message.
Oh, how sweet. Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Is she working now or home?
Nope, she's home and going to bed.
Okay, very good. Just coming up to the Armstrong Tower. Keeping my eyes open for deer ever since Joe got in his accident. Although I do have the deer whistles on. Don't know how much good they're doing, but I haven't seen a deer. I shouldn't say that. I haven't seen many deer since I put them on. So I don't know if it's working or they're just lazy. Red Rock.
Thanks. I was just going to call and tell Steve. Hey, Steve, did you say you could not pull up the flyer for the Ham Fest, or you could?
Negative results.
My internet came back. I got the flyer right up on my screen.
It kept saying handle error or something like that.
So you couldn't even see the flyer then, Steve?
No, I couldn't. And I usually don't have problems with PDFs.
In Rocky Canyon, that's weird. So I guess it's not the website. Maybe it's just your connection at the time.
I don't know how to forward any of this stuff, so I couldn't even forward it to you, Steve.
It's okay. I'll get it eventually.
Yeah, right underneath the flyer, I can see if I'll pull up the other one. He can also pull up the directions.
Yeah, are you planning on going, Steve, or just thinking about it?
If everybody's going, I'll be happy to go. I'll make the effort.
Hey, I'll be going as long as it's not raining. I'm not going to drive all the way there for, you know, just an indoor flea market, not to mention the rain.
They even got directions from the George Washington Bridge. I don't know if that's what you would use, Steve.
Well, I would put in a GPS and just follow it. But what day is that, Rocky?
May 24th, the weekend of Memorial Day.
Saturday.
Saturdays are good.
Yeah, not many ham fests are on Saturday. I like Saturday ham fest. Sundays are, you know, it's the last day of the weekend, and, you know, I don't like doing anything but hanging out and relaxing with the family. Steve, what are you paying for gas on Long Island now?
Lately it's been pretty bad. It's like it's just about a tick under $4.
Yeah, small tick. $3.99 in Connecticut. And it's about $3.45 in New Jersey, which is unfortunate. I tell you, I hope that there's some congressman that's trying to raise the gas tax in New Jersey, because they've got one of the cheapest gas taxes in the country. That'll really suck. If you get a chance later, Rocky, go to the After Midnight group on Facebook and listen to my audio clip. It's a real nice clip. The guy really, he heard me real, real well in Canada. Made a nice long, about a 3-minute clip. And then you can see how my HF station sounds.
KD2BOR. Yeah, I'll try it. If it doesn't lock the computer up, I think I told you, but my new computer is on its way.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me. Oh, very good.
Don't ask me the particulars on it. She takes care of all that for me. All I'm buying is the unit and the keyboard. I'm going with, I don't know if it's Windows 7 or what you call it. I'm not jumping up to the 8, because if I stay with the 7, my screen and everything else will work with it. And she says that probably 8 I don't need here, and I'll probably get all fouled up with it.
Okay, where'd you get it from?
I don't know, Charlie. Debbie takes care of all that for me. I have, I don't know anything about that stuff. She's been handling it since I got my first computer in 04.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm jealous. I wish I was getting a new computer. I guarantee you, even the basic that's available now, you know, with the newest ones, is far beyond what I'm using.
I've learned a little bit about computer, but Charlie, I basically know the programs that I'm using for the business, and I've been able to kind of get pretty good surfing the internet and looking for stuff, as you know.
Yeah, it's a learning experience. You know, you've got to do a few things on it and do them over and over again to get used to it. You know, I'm always like what I did recently with just posting that that audio clip on Facebook. I had no clue what to do. Finally, I said, let me do a search on it. And first search was a video of some woman talking about what to do. I didn't even watch the whole video. I figured once she pointed me to the right website to upload my audio clip to and then share it, I went there and I just played around with that website for a little while. First you have to sign up, and then you upload your clip, and you can then you can share it on Facebook, and it worked out real well. So I was very glad about that. That's all it is. It's just, you know, it's a learning curve. You just have to do it. It's, of course, sort of like on-the-job training.
Oh, grant you, I've learned a lot more. You should have seen me when I first got this thing. I couldn't even maneuver the program that I'm using for repair and business, you know, doing the invoicing and stuff. I was lost. I had the representative down here from Mitchell. I don't know how many times till I finally got used to it.
Yeah, it's a neat tool. You know, it's kind of like a cell phone. I'd be lost without it. You know, I'm constantly on the internet. At work, I'm on it, on and off all day long, and when I get home, I'm on and off. I go down to the shack, I turn the laptop on. It's a big part of my life now. Now, I guess if I never got into it, you know, it wouldn't faze me, kind of like John was. He's not into the internet, and it's not a big deal to him. But, you know, I've been into it for a long time, when the kids were babies, just about the time that I started. I remember somebody gave me a 386. It looked like a suitcase. Had a little, 5-inch screen on it. Big 5.5-inch floppy. That's what I cut my teeth on. And then I've been upgrading ever since. I'm really due to upgrade again, but it's just not in the finances right now. And mine's working. You know, it's just, you know, I have Windows, what the hell do I have? XP. And they no longer support that, so eventually I'm going to have to upgrade. Hi, Steve.
Okay, no problem. Just finishing something up for Ruby. And didn't quite work out the way I wanted it to, what she thinks it will. But anyway, I'll tell you privately another time.
Yeah, okay, no problem. So what do you have planned for this weekend? Any antenna work?
I would love to get to that. My wife has a huge, and I mean huge, list of things to do around here. Next week is my daughter's communion, and we are expecting a lot of house guests. So I may have my sister and one of my brothers staying here, and we're going to have visitors in between the church and the party. And my wife has a whole bunch of things she wants to change and get right in the house in preparation of that. So it's going to take like a week to get to all this stuff. And besides that, whenever I can, I want to get out there and swap out the coax. I might be free tomorrow afternoon while the kids are at school and she's at work. Probably my best chance this weekend, so might have to strike. Just jump out there and do it, and hopefully the weather cooperates. KB2 TIA.
Yeah, very good. Well, I hope you do. I'd like to hear you on that that TYT. What you have to do is pick out a piece of coax that you want to swap out. Did you do that already?
I got a bunch in the garage, so I'm going to have to test them. I don't know if you can really do it from here, but I tested the ends here with the continuity tester, and it came up okay. So, I don't know. But I'll have to check the other end.
Yeah, you know, by the way, how's Jim doing? I was going to say, if you could get it, I think he's got a 259 or 269 analyzer. That'll tell you a little bit about what's going on also with the antenna. But how's Jim doing?
I think his is only HF. I don't think it covers 220. He's doing good. He's got a battery of tests coming up. He was dealing with a lot of nonsense with the GM recall because they told him to stop driving his car, and he got a loan a car, and then they came and towed his car to be repaired, and it's been going on and on and on with all kinds of mishaps, and they didn't have the parts, and The tow truck didn't show up, all kinds of nonsense. And I think that's all finally right. And either he got his car back today sometime, or he'll get it tomorrow. And then he has a battery of tests coming up. But he was telling me, you know, he wants to operate portable. So on one free day next week. So we'll see which day it will be. I don't know yet. But whenever he's free, we're going to go operate from those mounds I was talking about on the Facebook group.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, you know, keep me in the loop if you're out there, and if I'm available, I'll try to work you guys. Hey, Rocky.
Guys, pick it back up. I'll come in again. I'm just a little busy right now. Thanks. KD2BOR.
Alrighty, no problem. I see it's up to 61 degrees here in New Jersey. How'd you do with the rainstorm, Steve? Any flooding?
Nope, I'm almost afraid to mention it. I gotta knock on some wood here. But I have a very dry house. my land is very mushy, very muddy. I had a lot of puddles. On the street was like a river. The water was like up to the top of the curb and just flowing down the street like a river. It was pouring rain. So it was really something, I have to say, you know. But luckily, nothing that I can tell. No problems.
Yeah, well, certainly a storm like the one that just passed through will give you an indication of how your house is doing. I didn't see any water in all the places that I've gotten it in the past. I've made changes, fixed the roof, and extended the gutter system away from the house, and that's helped keep me from getting water in certain areas. So I was very glad to get through that. Now I've got to start with yard work probably tomorrow. I'll mow my lawn for the first time. It needs it in some spots, and it needs seed work in other spots. I had some kid knock on my door yesterday afternoon soliciting for yard work. Wanted to know if I wanted an estimate. I said to him, I said, why? My yard look bad, that bad? He was laughing. I said, no, I do it myself. I can't afford to pay somebody else to do something that I can do for now anyway.
I was hoping Willie P would pop out so I could say happy birthday.
I didn't realize it was his birthday.
Yep. According to the calendar on my phone, I don't know how it knows, but it has a whole bunch of people's birthdays filled out, and his was listed as today.
Okay, I wonder if it'll show up on Facebook. A lot of times, you know, when you set up your Facebook, it asks for your birth date, and then when it comes around, it says so-and-so's birthday's today. That way you get to wish them a happy birthday, so I'll check it out. I didn't get on the computer this morning. I was in a hurry to get out. I have to meet Don today at the wheel. I'll have a sandwich, and then we'll test my antennas, make sure there's nothing wrong with my antennas. This 955 lately has been very, very noisy in Connecticut. It worked fine this morning. You guys sounded great. But yesterday going home, it was horrible. As soon as I get into Connecticut, it's just, you get a full-scale reading on it. Everybody hears me fine, you know, for the most part, considering how far away I am, but I cannot hear a word on the repeater. It's just all noise.
Got awful quiet.
It's just a little preoccupied.
Just doing some stuff on the group.
Trying to get a radiator done for one of the cops in town this morning. He's going to do a double today. When he's done with his shift at 6 o'clock, he's going out to the Polish Highway, the Pulaski Skyway, to do a double.
Well, Pulaski Skyway, isn't that the one that's got a lot of construction going on? I guess that's what he's doing. He's going to be one of the cops on that construction site.
Yes, sir. They make some pretty good money, these guys, when they go on, you know, when they work for Verizon, public service, you know, any of these road crews. They make a good buck, man.
Yeah, I bet they do. 341, that's not too shabby, 341. I don't know, I don't need that much right now. I think I'll hold off until Monday. Last call. Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. I don't know. We've got a couple of guys that come from Staten Island and one from Bayonne, and I think they have to deal with that that construction. But so far, no one's complained about it, so I guess it's not impacting them that much.
N10U82BOR, you shouldn't hesitate on getting gas today. By Monday morning, it could be up another 3 or 4 cents.
Yeah, I know, but I don't need that much, to tell you the truth. I filled up just outside of Connecticut, or right at the Connecticut border. This morning I put $20 in, just because I didn't have a lot of cash on me. And I figured I'd top it off up here, but the $20 just about filled it. So I don't want to go there and just, you know, put $8 in it. So I don't use my car over the weekend. So on Monday morning I'll go in and fill it up then. But, yeah, a couple of cents isn't going to make or break me. I'm hoping it'll go down.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I'm down to I'm under a quarter of a tank. I got to get gas sometime today. And in my truck, I know it's going to be a $50 bill at least, there, not more.
N10U Mobile, how long do you go between fill-ups? My wife can get just about 2 weeks between fill-ups. You know, her commute is about 3 miles. And we're really, she's only about a mile away from school, but she goes and gets coffee and a muffin early in the morning before school and then drives to work. So she's probably got a 3 mile commute.
I can usually stretch a week and a half on mine if I don't do too much, but I even do more than 3 miles a day with, you know, going to coffee, coming to the shop, going to Debbie's, coming back, my afternoon runs with the father and all that. My truck's not the best. I imagine that your wife's vehicle's a little bit better on fuel than my truck is. Mine is horrible. KD2BOR.
Yeah, supposedly it gets in the 20s, city, you know, like low 20s, I guess, mid-20s for highway, but she does have the big Mazda CX-9, that's the bigger one. We were looking at the 7, but it was just a tight squeeze for the kids, you know, whenever we went anywhere as a family, and we were always thinking about, you know, the drive to Florida. We don't want them to be uncomfortable in the car, so we went with the bigger car. When they both have their own vehicles, we're definitely going to downsize the car.
Yeah, very good. I imagine that your wife's vehicle's probably got the bigger V6 engine in it too, right?
Not a clue about the engine. I do know it's in the front of the car, though.
How did I know you were going to come back with something like that?
Well, I'm sure it's not a V8 because the gas mileage is good, you know, for the size of the vehicle. So it's probably a 6, but I don't know what size 6. I'll get a ruler and check.
That's okay, Charlie. We don't have to go that far. What year is our truck again?
What year is it now? Is it a 13? Yeah, it's a 13, I believe.
I'm having a hard time since the internet was down. I'm having a hard time getting into my Napa site.
All right, I think I'm going to call it a night. So 73 Rocky, 73 Charlie. Good to finally catch up with you guys at the usual time. And Yes, that'll be it for now. KB2 TIA, 73.
All right, 73, Steve, good hearing you. Text me if you get everything straightened out on that 220 rig, although I really can't hit anything from... Are there any 220 repeaters on Long Island that I might be able to get into that you know of, Steve?
I think the Great South Bay has one. What the frequency is offhand, I don't recall, but I could always text it to you. But that's in, like, the town of Babylon. It's about a 20-25 minute drive from my house further east. So I don't know. It's on the South Shore also, but they call it the Great South Bay. I believe they have a 220 machine.
All right, I'll look it up, check it out. All right, 73, Steve, good hearing you. Good rock.
73, Steve, have a good weekend. We'll catch you out there one way or another. KB2, be aware.
73, KB2, TIA, clear.
All right, I think I'm going to call it a morning, get inside, get it started early. Let me just see if Don's in there. WA2ZOZN1LU. All right, I guess not. I'll give him a call when I start heading up to the wheel. Just want to verify that everything's still on for today. Okay, Rock, talk to you later. Have a good day. KD2BORN1LU.
Yeah, I got to start getting cleaned up myself, and the internet went down again. They must be working around here. Catch you later, Charlie. Have a good day. KD2BOR.
Hey, before you go, I'm curious. You hear a lot of squeaking from my push-to-talk? Because I can hear it on my end, and I'm just curious if it's getting... transmitted on my transmit.
Yes, I do hear it.
Yeah, is it annoying, or you just hear it in the background and my audio goes over it?
Nah, it's not annoying. It's just when you first key. Probably need a little lube, a little squirt of silicone or something on that push to talk. It's just probably the plastic against plastic.
You think I could squirt it without taking it apart, or should I take it apart?
Well, if you got one little spray silicone, just be real easy. If you put the little pointer on it, just real quick where it pivots, you don't have to saturate it. It's not going to do anything to the microphone. I've done it before.
Won't affect any electronics if it gets on there?
No, silicone does not conduct electricity.
All right, I'll bring it into work and do it. I'm sure we've got silicone in there somewhere. All right, very good. Talk to you later. KD2BORN1LU.
73.
Thank you.
Katie 2BOR listening.